This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmers are being looked to as a potential solution for climate change by sequestering carbon in their soils. Great in concept, but how much carbon can farmland under cultivation really hold? Dr. Paige Stanley says it's a good question, but we're currently nowhere near those potential limits.
Often I hear pushback on like, oh, well, what's the point of sequestering carbon or like investing all these resources into soil carbon sequestration if it's going to saturate? Like if we're going to cap out on it sometime soon. I think saturation is important to talk about. At the same time, it's kind of this hypothetical limit. And I don't think that it needs to hinder us from seizing this opportunity for soil carbon sequestration because we have such a deficit in where our agricultural soils are now and this theoretical limit, you know, max capacity that they can hold in terms of soil carbon.
Dr. Stanley believes saturation is possible, but that would take mass adoption of regenerative practices before that were to become an issue.
I don't deny that saturation can exist in some hypothetical terms. I also don't think that it's a realistic max that we're going to need to worry about anytime soon.
Dr. Stanley is an expert in regenerative grazing, a form of high-intensity, short-duration grazing with the potential to increase soil carbon sequestration. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.